from KQED.
And with Congress on recess, some members of that GOP congressional delegation have been taking heat from their constituents at local town halls. As Alice Daniel reports from the city of Tulare, residents are showing up to meet even when their representatives aren't.
Brian Carroll is a public school teacher, and he came out last night to send his congressman, Devin Nunes, a message with a giant sign that read,
"I am not a paid protester. I live in the 93292 zip code, and I am a constituent in California's 22nd congressional district."
Carroll and about 100 other protesters marched outside the gated neighborhood in Tulare, where Nunes has a home. Carroll says he's met his former congressional representatives at town hall meetings. One even came to talk to his eighth grade class.
Congressmen are supposed to get out and meet their constituents.
Keep our health care, no repeal!
This kind of a rally is unusual for Tulare. And tonight, even the police were out, making sure the marchers safely crossed a busy street. Kate Connor was one of the organizers for the Have You Seen My Congressperson rally. Nunes is in the district for the congressional recess. He hasn't scheduled any town hall-style meetings, so Connor says they decided to come to him.
We knew that he was home. He had an event in Bakersfield just two nights ago.
An event to raise money. Nunes, who is on President Trump's transition team, was a keynote speaker at a fundraiser for the GOP. For the California Report, I'm Alice Daniel in Tulare.
And we end with a different kind of town hall held last night in Orrville. Butte County Supervisor Bill Conley said he organized the forum to let the community heal and vent about emergency evacuations last week caused by the failure in the Orrville Dam. Orrville resident Larry Teague came to vent.
They should have came out and everybody could have been prepared. Not everything's fine, everything's fine. Hey, get out! Everybody out of here! You know, go evacuate! I think that's a crime. And somebody ought to be held accountable for that. I don't know who they are, they ought to be held accountable.
A second forum is planned for noon tomorrow.
Support for the California Report comes from the Wesley Foundation, improving the lives of California's children and youth at risk. Block Construction, a builder committed to enhancing communities in the Bay Area and Central Coast. BLACH.com. Block Construction. Together, building greatness. And Eric and Wendy Schmidt, whose family foundation advances the wiser use of energy and natural resources on a planet where everything is connected. On the web at theschmidt.org.
And that's the California Report for Friday, February 24th, a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Danielle Venton. Have a good weekend.